what about the deep base? This is the story of the heart here.
The story of the old harper who, in the time of Umar, may God be well pleased with him, on a day when he was starving, played the harp for God's sake in the graveyard. Hast thou heard that in the time of Umar there was a harper, a fine and glorious minstrel? The nightingale would be made beside herself by his voice. By his beautiful voice, one rapture would be turned into 100. His breath was an ornament to assembly and congregation, and at his song the dead would arise. Like Israfil, whose voice will cunningly bring the souls of the dead into their bodies, for he was an accompanist to Israfil, for his music would make the elephant grow wings. One day Israfil will make a shrill sound and will give life to him that has been rotten for 100 years. The prophets also have spiritual notes within, whence there comes life beyond price to them that seek. The sensual ear does not hear these notes, for the sensual ear is defiled by iniquities.
Anybody has any idea what was old Israel? You know the story, what the story is? The story is the harper who's playing harp professionally, and he has a lovely voice, and he's a good musician. Then he will get old, and he's old, nobody will invite him anymore, and his voice goes bad, and everything goes bad. So the harper will go to the graveyard and pray to God, and God will answer his prayer. This is the story. We'll see it in details. Okay, you know why he's talking about this story? We should. Let's see, what was this all about? He started the story, but as I repeat myself, there is a style, and from the style you will learn much more than the literature and wording. Art is that. There's always a lot more. It's not only the text. Remember, if you go for the text, you will be fooled by the labyrinth of the literature. Because in literature, the words could never have one meaning only. Even the words we create precisely for something later will be used for something else. The problems they make in mathematics will become the joke in the road, because we use and reuse and change the use and all that. One other thing that everybody was pointing to was the copy, because printing was a very difficult task. It was copying another book word by someone. That was the copying. So to understand it well, everybody searched for the best copy, because the copies were different, and the literature. This is up to 100 years ago. Now, we have a completely different idea about the text. Hermeneutics, to dig in about the style of the fellow, the time of the writing, the culture surrounding it and all that. When it comes to Masnavi, we know Rumi has a very complicated style to do this, and we try to dig in. In a way, we do two things. First, we look at the big picture and we constantly remind ourselves, where are we? What is the subject now? Because this is a very long, long speech, right? And each part of it could occupy or preoccupy you forever. We will not let ourselves to be lost in the little details. First, the big picture. This is one thing. The other one is the style of Rumi. He has a very special style, a very daring one. Therefore, we always ask, okay, this is what he wanted to say. Why is he saying it this way? Because one thing could be said in different ways, right? Here he's telling the story of a harper who will realize that the best client will be the god and he will be rewarded. And it's a very long story. We understand that. So it could start with, once upon a time, there was a good harper, right? It could start like that. He didn't do that. How did he do it? No, look at me, not the book. You were listening, weren't you? How did he start it? He didn't say once upon a time. He said in the time of Umar. So he means something, right? Because normally you would say once upon a time, isn't it? Okay, what is the time of Umar to you? And you should go back to the big picture. We talked about Umar, remember? He was sleeping under the tree, and the messenger from Rome came to him. So Umar was a part of that story, which was the caliph, the representative of the prophet, messenger, something like that. That's the character. Here we say, this is his story. We know he will come in the story because God will send Umar to help him. We'll see all that. But it started with the time. At the time of the Umar, there was this harper. And what else did he say? He said, a lot of stuff. What was that all about? He dropped the subject of the story to give you one explanation. That's how he narrates, right? He started that, okay, in the time of the man, there was this harper and his voice. Let me tell you about that. And we started to go and exaggerate and explain and explain. Why? Why did he do it? Because we know that he's not talking about music, is he? He's not talking about you being a violin player and talking about the violin. He's talking about another kind of music. He gradually shifted from explanation of a very good, lovely music to Israfil, which is the strangest note. You know who is Israfil? It's this angel who has a big horn. And we blow that horn to revive all deaths. At the end, when everybody is dead, God will say, okay, call them. And these guy will blow the horn, everybody will come back to life. So, it's a music that will give back the lost life, or is a life-giver music. He said from there to here, gradually. Let's see how he did it, because this is how he could